T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
In communist Russia and in Cuba, they televise the show trials. Not that anyone watching has any doubt about how they'll end. It's always the same way. The outcome is guaranteed. They're only televised, and sometimes the execution too, to remind you never to find yourself there in those courts. The DC court system is like that. Exactly like that. It is no longer a legitimate, recognizable, culturally American, or even a constitutional court. It is a pure, unadulterated show trial system. And that's the problem, because its jurisdiction is DC, ultimately Congress. In other words, Congress itself, Congress members, presidents, but also anyone who participates in congressional elections, think donors, even if they never leave their state, but they write a check. They're all governed by the show trial system. Americans, even Trump supporters, don't yet understand what they're looking at, because this kind of system is so foreign to us. Even the most politically informed on the right still talk about the system in wholly inadequate terms. Get Trump, persecution of Trump, even dual justice, as if this is a bunch of politically removable individuals going after Donald Trump, when what you're looking at is so much bigger than that, so much more all-encompassing. In short, this is exactly the same kind of court they have in Cuba and had in the USSR. If you're the wrong people, if you are in opposition to the all-powerful party, you will be convicted. Period. End of memo. It doesn't matter what they charge you with. It doesn't matter if no one in American history has ever been charged with it before. It doesn't even matter if you're guilty. In fact, it's immaterial. The power of this system is not the federal courts. It's not in the Department of Justice, as profoundly corrupt as that is. It's not in the FBI, as profoundly corrupt as that is. It's in a new weapon that the left has never had before in American history. Until now, the anti-American makeup of the DC jury pool. It's the people themselves who were weaponized. 93% voted for Joe Biden. It's hard to find an undiluted sample of Democrats like that anywhere in the country. It doesn't actually matter if the person confronting this dreadnought is being prosecuted by the federal justice system, which is located in DC. That'd be the FBI, the Department of Justice, or just the local DC district attorney. Both pull from the same jury pool. Leonard Leo, the top, and I'm talking $1 billion a cycle, fundraiser and funder of conservative candidates and conservative causes, is being hauled into DC, even though he donates from and lives in Texas, to be tried not by the federal system, but by the DA in DC. on charges that could put him in prison for the rest of his life. Having seen no opposition of any kind from the leadership of the Republican Party, the left went, oh, well, I guess we'll go after the funding streams, too. And so Leonard Leo is being dragged into D.C. Let me run you through just a couple of cases so you can understand how this works, because it's probably unrecognizable to you. The D.C. jury pool is made up of poor, black, completely misinformed Democrats and rich, white, completely corrupt, highly connected, and still completely misinformed and weaponized Democrats. Their view of reality is quite frankly deranged. Fed on a steady stream of mainstream media dribble, they are prepared to confront the fascists, that'd be us, but also to protect their own. Trump will be tried there, and like the January Sixers you just saw sentenced, I'll get to them in a minute, he will be convicted. There is no other outcome that is possible. But I want to start with somebody else, Michael Sussman. Remember him? He's the one who, on behalf of Hillary Clinton, lied to the FBI to get the Russia collusion hoax started. Lying to the FBI, highly illegal. He was prosecuted in that D.C. court system before the D.C. jury pool by John Durham. Remember him? The special prosecutor appointed by the Trump administration to go after those who perpetrated the Russia hoax. He was acquitted. Yep, jury found him not guilty. But what was most interesting was the interview with the jurors later. They were Democrats. Of course, it's the D.C. jury pool. And those who talked to the media admitted, yeah, he did it. He lied. He helped set the Russia hoax in motion. They just didn't care. They hated Donald Trump and they wanted to protect him. They didn't like John Durham because he was appointed by the Trump administration. Then they didn't like the Trump administration. The jurors were very honest with the New York Times. The jury forewoman said she wanted to punish Durham because bringing the case was unwise. Again, this is after the jurors, remember, who were interviewed, admitted Sussman did it. He was guilty. Why is this case so important? Because remember, this is the show trial system that governs Congress, made possible by the jury pool. You can have the most corrupt prosecutors on earth, but you still need the jury pool to go along. They are the formidable weapon. And what does the Sussman case mean? That Democrats in Congress can do just about any damn thing they want, and they're not going to be convicted. It's kind of freeing, really, for them. Now, on to the January Sixers. By now, you've probably heard the sad fate of Enrique Tarrio, head of the Proud Boys. 22 years in federal prison, sentenced in the very same courtroom Trump will face in D.C. Enrique Tarrio's sentence wasn't an aberration. Other January 6 supposed conspirators got the same. Stuart Rhodes, 18 years. Ethan Nordine, 18 years. Joe Biggs, 17 years. Zachary Reed, 15 years. Now keep in mind, nothing was burnt to the ground. No one was killed except an innocent unarmed protester, Ashley Babbitt. The political class did, for a while, try to fake a hoax in which a Capitol Police officer was killed, but it turned out he died of natural causes having nothing to do with January 6th. And here's what's so astonishing. Enrique Tarrio, 22 years in prison, wasn't even there. He didn't even attend January 6th. They got him on an obscure charge that hasn't even been used in over 100 years. But Tarrio and his cohorts, the jury was told, planned violence, planned to bring guns, or at least they talked about it. Okay, but did they actually bring guns? Well, no. Did anyone actually use a gun? Well, no. Were any guns used by anyone on January 6th? Again, no. Okay, remember those sentences and let me rewind to show you the power of this show trial court. Back in 2016, the Democrats were still mad that Trump won, and over 200 of them did more than $22 million worth of damage in violent riots that included bombings and firebombings, arson, assault, attacks on police chiefs. Does this sound familiar to you? Yeah, that's because it's more violent than January 6th. The iconic photo is the limo on fire because the guy who firebombed it thought that somebody in it was part of Trump's entourage. So he set out to kill him. It was from this incident, I think, that the Justice Department realized how much power lie that was untapped in this jury pool and the wickedness they could do with it. So 190 people were originally charged. If you view the photos from this, you can still find a lot of them on Twitter. You can see block after block after block on fire. Nothing like that happened during January 6th. And yes, this was all coordinated. But wait, not one of the 190 were ever convicted? Nope. Even though most of them were part of the same activist group and they planned it, a protest more violent than January 6th? Yep. Because guess what? The first trial ended the same way Sussman's trial did. Acquittals for all six defendants. Because the jurors hated Trump. A second trial for four more people ended in acquittals on most charges and a hung jury on the rest. One of the Marxist jackboot thugs who got away with his crimes, Sam Menefree Leiby. He's a member of the D.C. Legal Posse Activist Collective, says they got away with their crimes because, quote, solidarity was what won the case. What does he mean by that? Yeah, they didn't testify against each other, but that's not what won the case. The jury pool won the case before the trial ever started. They're fellow Marxist travelers. No way in a heck are they convicting each other. But his second quote to NBC News was far more ominous. He said, I hope that organizers and people on the left study this case. Clearly, they did. That this was organized in exactly the way January 6th was is beyond doubt. Even NBC News admits it. They write, the effort saw the government facing off against an intensely coordinated grassroots political opposition network. After the first case, the Justice Department dropped charges against 129 of the Marxist hooligans. After the second case, they dropped the rest of the charges, and all 200 got away with much worse than happened on January 6th. See the problem here? Now let's look at one more case to demonstrate the full Soviet show trial power of this malignant jury pool when combined with a thoroughly and completely corrupt Department of Justice.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Montez Tareel Lee. He's a murderer, but it's no big deal because he's a member of Black Lives Matter. He was caught on surveillance camera pouring accelerant around a pawn shop and auto repair store before igniting it. He recorded himself for the internet saying, F this place, we're going to burn this effort down. And then he did. Problem is, there was a 30-year-old father of four inside who was asleep. He didn't survive. Remember, nobody was murdered on January 6th except Ashley Babbitt, and nothing was burned to the ground. But Tareel Lee, trusting in the Marxist goodness of the Justice Department, pled guilty. He was eligible for decades, but the Justice Department, who was supposed to be prosecuting him, pled his case, said he should get a lenient sentencing because he was a member of Black Lives Matter, even arguing that he wasn't a danger to the public despite his conviction history of burglary, domestic violence, theft, and now murder. What'd he get? 10 years. What did Enrique Tarrio get again? 22? And no one's dead? The rest? got 15, 17, and 18. See the problem here? See how much trouble Trump's in? But it's not just Trump. It's all of us. It's any representative that we send up there, anybody who writes a check to a campaign, anybody who volunteers, anybody who does anything for a congressional campaign that might put you in their jurisdiction is potentially damned the minute they get involved, whether it's the local DC district attorney or the federal prosecutors. This isn't just about Trump. It's so much bigger. They're already going after one of our biggest funders. And it's not going to stop. From now on, it will be as if Washington operates under a Cuban, a Soviet style, a Stasi style system of fear, as everything about our side is systematically dismantled. It's essentially the way they're using Fannie Willis and the Fulton County system. You could be dragged into anywhere they can run this kind of show trial. But it's the jurisdiction that comes with a seat in Congress now that's so frightening. To ever have Congress function normally again, they're going to have to move it out of D.C. to a, I guess, red area? Understand what this makes possible. Why would you ever, for instance, worry about being caught for voter fraud if you never had to worry about being prosecuted for it? You'd have almost godlike powers. If you could take down anyone asking the questions using the power of the DC court system, why, you can silence all of Congress, while all the while enabling the criminal thug-like behavior of the Democrats, who will never be prosecuted for anything. Of the FBI, like Sussman, who will never be prosecuted for anything. Want to know why the FBI's gotten so bold? This is the jurisdiction they serve under. Want to know why the Department of Justice appears to have committed the crime of obstruction of justice in covering up Hunter's crimes? Again, jurisdiction of the DC courts. See the problem here? It's not just about Trump or a couple of agency heads we could fire. It's so much bigger. But now, while you're watching it, you'll understand what you're really seeing. America's first show trial system. I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for making the show possible and for changing my life. If you're overweight, right now, your body carries an enemy. It's called visceral fat. It's unhealthy fat. It's also got a mind of its own. Get rid of that. And those hard-to-beat cravings that hormonally come from that fat, they stop. At PhD Weight Loss, it's not just about losing weight or pounds. It's about reducing the visceral fat. They even use special scales to track it. Get rid of that visceral fat, and it's so much easier to maintain your weight. This is why you failed so many times after losing 10 or even 20 pounds. Just like I have. Now I'm 29 pounds down, and I've maintained that weight for 8 months. I've learned to track my visceral fat and to know exactly where I'm in the perfect zone for my body, which coincides with not having the cravings that have messed me up in the past. I can just feel the rightness of it. And my coach at PhD Weight Loss taught it to me. Well, here's the beauty. No matter what state you live in, all 50, in fact, you can do PhD Weight Loss too, because they've got a new at-home online version where you can do it over Zoom. Same great system, on your time, at your convenience, from no matter where you are. So check it out. Ask them about the PhD at-home system. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.